Welcome to Wildcard Athletics, the podcast that breaks down sports that aren't popular in mainstream media here in North America. My name is Monica and I will be your host. The opinions expressed in Wildcard Athletics are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Now streaming dance.
Welcome to Wildcard Athletics, the podcast that shines a spotlight on the sports that don't always get the recognition they deserve in North America. This week, we're stepping into the world of dance, a movement that's been around for centuries across cultures and in every corner of the world. But is it an art, a sport, or both? That debate has been stirring for years, and we're here to break it down. So lace up your pointe shoes, tighten your tap shoes, because we're diving into the rhythm, the athleticism, and the passion behind dance. Without further ado, let's get into it. To help us break down dance today, we have Keely.
Hey, guys.
How are you today?
I'm doing so well. How are you?
I'm good.
You're doing so good.
I'm doing so good.
Yes.
Before we get into the breakdown of what dance actually is and what you can do with dance, I wanted to ask you, what are you doing with dance right now?
So as of right now, I am a professional dancer who also takes drop-in classes. So I audition for a lot of film and television and live performance type of dances. I take drop-in classes as well at a professional level, and then I'm also with a dance company at the moment. So my life really does revolve around dance a lot. I'm there all the time at the studio. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. That sounds like lots of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Can't complain. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, do you think dance is a sport?
It's absolutely a sport. And I'm so glad you bring this up because I've had a lot of debate with a lot of people in my day about dance not being a sport, dance being a sport. And I think where it gets muddled is because it's also an art form. And there are so many people out there that don't believe like arts can then also be sports. Because there are so many art forms that don't require like a lot of athleticism. But obviously, dance requires a whole lot of athleticism. It's highly athletic. We have a lot of intense cardio and dynamic movements. We also have to have a lot of trust in our bodies and understanding the way we move and the way our muscle memory works. And it always requires a warm-up, just like a lot of sports where you need to like do your stretches, get flexible before you start going. Because also, like people who do sports, we are also highly prone to any kind of injuries. Like, it's a pretty high-risk environment. It depends on where we're putting our bodies or what we're doing with it. And in a lot of cases, dance is also competitive. Like we're working against other teams, we're working towards a title, working towards some sort of trophy, kind of like a lot of competitive sports. So yeah, we are very similar in a lot of ways, but I do also agree that it works out in an art form as well.
You know, I have to say I agree. I think it is a sport because you're training
for
it. And like, you know, it's like the same as any other sport, but I also do see like it is an art form.
Yeah, it's just it's a beautiful blend of both.
It's both. And the debate ends now.
The debate, this is it.
We ended the debate. We ended it.
It's done.
So I danced as a kid, as I'm sure most people have.
Yeah.
But I never like danced competitively or anything. I just kind of like did the recital at the end of the year. So I was wondering what kind of like dance environments are there?
There are so many. And honestly, it's great because it's very open to every level of commitment as well. Like whether you're a good dancer or a bad dancer, you're just starting off or you're just trying to do it for fun, or if you're trying to do it for a career, there are so many environments that enable you to just see what dance is for you. So of course we've got competitive, which is when you spend most of the year just working on numbers that you then clean and you get ready to perform in front of a stage, in front of judges, and you get judged, you get a score. Sometimes you go to nationals if things work out well for you. Then we have recreational, which is a lot of like pre-comp kind of things, like the recitals you were talking about. It's when you work on a dance for however many months, like once a week, and then you do an end of year recital for your grandparents.
Yeah.
And then we've got dance companies. And what I really love about dance companies is, again, they're very enabling towards all levels. We've got training teams, there's performance teams, there's high school dance clubs, there's university dance clubs. Some of those teams go to comps, some of those teams do concept videos, some of those teams just do end of year showcases. And it's great because it like allows a really great social aspect to dance where you have like a community, you have a team, just like you have a sports team.
Mm-hmm.
We've got dance conventions, which is like a highly athletic, normally a weekend. It's normally spread out over 2 days where you do like 8 hours straight of dance and you take class from tons of choreographers from all around the world.
That's interesting.
And they come to this one convention and you get to just like take their class. There's scholarships at the end.
Oh.
I've been to a lot of those. Then there's professional live dance. So that's when you audition for like theater, shows, cruise ships, Broadway shows, mm-hmm. anything that requires you to do kind of like a show that's live in like front of an audience. And then we've got professional film and TV, which is like movies, shows, commercials, music videos, anything pre-recorded. And then we've got drop-in classes, which again is like pretty chill, pretty flexible. It's beginner to professional level where you just go take a class for normally about an hour and then you learn the combo and then you go home. That's kind of it. And so, yeah, there's a lot of ways to be involved in a dance environment, and everything kind of flows in and out of the categories. You know, they're not just static. They're not just this thing, that thing. Like, they flow with each other. Yeah.
So before we talk about your dance story specifically, I wanted to ask what kinds of dance are like the most common, or what kinds of dance have you done, or I don't know, like your studio?
Yeah, there's so many styles of dance. There are like the classic comp dances where it's like, it's kind of like the main four or five. You've got ballet, which is obviously, you know, we've seen it online. We've got like the pliés, we've got first position, second position. You have to have your arms like this. If your arms aren't like this, your teacher's going to yell at you because ballet teachers are really intense most of the time. And then we've got jazz, which is very technical. We're doing our pirouettes. We're doing our jumps and kicks and turns, and it's all very flashy, and it's all just about like what kind of technique you can do with your body. We have lyrical, which kind of is, it's like jazz, but it has a little bit more emotion to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a little bit more about the story of the dance as opposed to just like, look at the way I can kick my leg up. And what else have we got? There's ballroom, which I don't know too much about, but I have had some classes, and ballroom's really, really cool because you have a partner. We also have contemporary, which is a little bit more, like a lot more emotional. Like if we were looking at everything on a spectrum, it would be jazz, lyrical, contemp. Contemp is very emotional. Contempt normally follows like a story arc. You'll see a lot of contemporary things in like competitive pieces because then you have a big group that can like create a whole story. Contemporary pieces love to do props as well.
Ooh.
Like if you're at a comp and it's like a contemporary piece and there's like 15 people in your group, you better know that the dance dads are coming out before to put the prop on stage, before anyone walks on stage. And then my personal favorite, which is the one I mostly train in right now, it's hip hop. And hip hop is so many different things. Like I can't say that hip hop is one specific thing. There's competitive hip hop, which is like very commercialized. Not necessarily my favorite, but it definitely does serve its purpose. But then there's like professional hip hop, which breaks out into so many different foundations. We've got popping and locking and whacking and voguing and breaking. There's afro, there's dance hall. Like there's so many different elements to hip hop and like what hip hop is. And it's great because when I train, I kind of train in all of those different sectors. So it's not just a hip hop class. Like when I go to class, it just is a choreography class. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I learned a lot from just like going to so many different hip hop classes.
Let's talk more about you. So yes. How long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing since I was a wee baby.
Aww.
Since I was 3 years old.
Aww.
That's when I took my very first ballet class, and I didn't like it.
No way.
I was 3 years old. I didn't like my ballet class. I liked that I got to wear like a little tutu and a scarf, but I was like, this is not for me. And so I thought I was going to be a gymnastics girly for a while.
Okay.
That was like my destiny. And then someone stepped on me, or like I was at the bottom of a pyramid. at one point in gymnastics and I was like really hurt because someone was standing on me and I was like, I'm never doing gymnastics again. I'm going back to dance. And so thank you to that girl for stepping on me because that really changed my life. So I went back to recreational dance when I was like 9 and 10. It was back in Ottawa at like the recreational center in Ottawa, basically. It was just like a YMCA almost. And then I did competitive dance for only 3 years of my life, which doesn't feel like a long time. In Ottawa, I moved studios to find a competitive studio with a little bit more hip hop, because that's when I realized, I was like, oh, hip hop, this is it.
This is it.
This is the one. I think I realized when I was like 11 or 12, because I took like a couple drop-in classes in Ottawa. And it was these different choreographers, and I was like, I know nothing about this movement, but it's so much better than everything else. And so I really fell in love with hip-hop. I started going to dance conventions at that age, and the dance conventions were so, so helpful for training and also just getting my stamina up and my cardio, because, again, 8 hours, like, of training.
That's nonstop. Crazy.
You'd get, like, a 15-minute break to eat. And so, like, me at the ripe age of 11, I would go to bed at, like, 7 p.m., and I'd sleep for 12 hours and do it again the next morning.
Wow, they're training you for war.
They're literally training us for war. Like, I felt like a soldier, but it was so much fun. And then I did a crazy thing with my parents, and we moved to Florida for 5 months
in 2019. What?
Well, we didn't move there, but we were there for 5 whole months.
That's awesome.
And this is what that's kind of like what helped me the most with my dance style. Even at my 14 years of age, I realized there was a point where I was like, my hip hop, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my movement. I don't know how to grow from here. And when I went to Florida, I learned a completely new way to move. And that's another cool thing about dance. It's kind of like an accent across regions. Dance styles are so different depending on where you go.
That's such an interesting way to put it. Like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just the way things move. It's also, like, the way you dress, too, completely different. Like, it's a whole different culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going from Ottawa to Florida, and Florida just blew my mind because their pocket is so deep. And let me explain this. So in dance, a pocket, we're going to assume it's like a little jean pocket, okay? And what you're trying to do is, this is the beat, okay? This is the beat at the bottom of the pocket. You want to hit the beat without being directly on beat. That way you have a little bit of time to just finesse that lateness, and you want to hit the pocket right about here. So imagine there's like a beat, and instead of going boom on the beat, you want to go boom. Like, you want to like kind of emphasize when you hit it, and then the way you come back from the beat depending on the dance style.
Mm-hmm.
But what Florida does is they're in their pocket, but they're so late to the beat, but it still works. So they're in this pocket, and we've heard the beat, and it's like, boom, they go, whoo. Like, it's so hard to explain without showing you. Mm-hmm. I'll show you some videos after this. But yeah, Florida, they are intentionally late to all their movements so that they can finesse kind of like the transition between each move as opposed to what the move is at its beat.
Okay.
And that's what changed me a lot, because I was so used to being like staccato. Like, keeping all my moves the same. And so, yeah, shout out to Florida. I loved you. I moved to Toronto then in 2019 for, like, 3 months. And we know why only 3 months lasted. Because the 2020 incident. So I did a couple drop-ins there, but then it didn't last very long. But at this point, I also had just booked my first agent. And yay! I was auditioning for a couple things through self-tape. And for a while, I was feeling really unmotivated with dance, but then some miracle came along and I landed a job with Netflix, which really reignited my love for dance. I all had to wear N95 masks, but it was also like 40 degrees outside in the summer and we were in a warehouse with no air conditioning.
Oh.
So I felt very unwell the whole time we were filming, but honestly, it was worth it. It was a great experience.
Aww.
And then I finally went to my home studio for the first time in 2021, Studio North. I love you, yay! Studio North. They opened up in 2021. They're from Vancouver originally. In 2023, I had a New Year's resolution to take more classes because I was getting really shy about like the choreographers that were in Studio North. And I was like, I don't know them. I don't know their class. Like, I'm scared to go into their class because they don't know who I am. But then I was like, Keely, get over it. It's training. And so I ended up doing that. And then I started making a lot of really, really great connections and friends at North. Aww. And I go there all the time now. And it's such a safe space for me. And as of last summer in 2024, I'm with 2.0 Dance Company. And it's been so lovely. I love everybody who's on the team. We are currently working towards a show at the end of March. It's going to be pretty major. It's going to be awesome. I'm also helping with the production for that. So I'm really excited to just be fully involved. That's what I'm doing right now.
That all sounds so lovely.
Yeah.
You're making me regret my life choices a little bit.
Monica.
A little bit. But yeah, I don't even know what to say. Like, you're just great at this.
Thank you. I do try.
She tries. But yeah, it's like great to hear that you have like this community of people, and that is why a lot of people do some sports.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're going to keep hearing that throughout all of our episodes, which is so nice to hear. Yeah. So what has been motivating you to keep dancing after all this time, through all the hurdles? Like, what is it about dance that you love so much?
This is a tough question for me, because I literally have a note in here. It's like telling somebody, why do you love breathing? That's how it feels to me. I kind of just look at that question. I'm like, how can I not? Like, what do you mean? It's literally like, it's everything. And I think it's just so second nature to me that at this point, I don't even like think about it being this enhancement to my life or something that I love. It just is. It just exists. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a big chunk of my life. And so when I think about the things that I love about my life, dance is part of it. But I don't think of dance as like a separate entity. Like, it just is kind of me. I don't know. Is that hard to...
No, that makes sense. Yeah. I understand.
So yeah, for a lot of people, you'll hear like dance helps them work out their emotions. Dance helps them like get through certain hard times in their lives. And I get that, because it's artistic expression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if some people are feeling sad, they'll just put on a sad song and they'll move.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I feel very different from that. It's almost like I get removed from everything that's happening ever in existence when I step into class. Like, I feel like I don't even have a personal sense of self when I step into class, which is kind of creepy, but I just show up. You know, I'm warming up. I'm listening to the choreographer. I'm learning the moves. And it's just like everything fades away.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no life outside of here except this.
You know, I do feel the same way about like the sports that I've played, especially when I used to row.
Yeah.
I would go there and like nothing else would exist.
Nothing else.
Nothing else would exist.
Like, you wouldn't think about anything.
Yeah. And it's
there'd be no worries.
No worries. It's just awesome.
Literally. And yeah, it's nice too, because I've been dancing for so long that when a lot of people start dancing, they have a lot of hard times with memory retention.
Mm-hmm.
And like moves. And I totally get that, because, oh my gosh, what do you mean I'm learning a 60-second choreography, 8 counts of 8, and like my body is in all these different places and I have to transition with my weight, and it's really hard. But when you've been dancing for so long, it becomes so second nature that it's like literally turning my brain off. My brain doesn't work when I go to class. I let my body take over. And it's so nice. It's very freeing to be like, I don't really have to focus that much. I just have to trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's another great thing is dance, my life, self-trust.
Mm-hmm.
Self-trust, trust in the fact that I know what I'm doing. It can be really scary because North does video, and we do small groups on video.
I've seen those before.
Yeah, they're kind of everywhere. And then they go on their YouTube, and it's like, we don't know which ones are going on YouTube, and they're all on like this public Google Drive, and it can be a little scary at times.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just kind of return back to yourself. You feel your feet on the ground, and you breathe, and you just go, I'm about to kill this, because it's so much fun.
You're about to kill it. Aww.
Yeah. And it's been with me through thick and thin. And I think there are two like very big reasons why dance is a very universal thing for everybody. And I think number one is, again, that social aspect, that community. I think it's at the root of every sport, every art that ever exists. Like, I know in rugby, having a team. Like, imagine playing rugby on your own and being against, like, every rugby player ever. You'd be like, I hate this.
I would hate it.
I am lonely. I feel inferior. Like, it's so hard to motivate yourself to do things unless you have a group of people being like, yes, you can do this.
Exactly.
And so dance, the community of dance is really, really beautiful, especially if you're in the right community. I know there's a lot of toxic communities, especially in competitive environments. But when you find the right people, you just feel so supported. Mm-hmm. And that's universal. And that's why people love dance. And I think another big reason why people love dance is it's ingrained in everything we do. Like, it's an act of celebration. Mm-hmm. And it has been since literally the beginning of time. And so, I mean, I don't mean to get all anthropology on you, but literally, like, it's our human nature to move our bodies when we feel certain ways and, like, when we celebrate and when we feel great. And there are things that you can do, like, when you move your body around, there's things that you can say and feel that you can't verbalize, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There are times where you can't just use your words and you just need to feel.
It's like when you cry.
It is like when you cry. It is. Wow. It's a release, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, personally, my longest and most passionate and dedicated experience with dance has been with Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And I've been watching
that
show.
Not Dance Moms?
No, Dancing with the Stars.
Interesting.
Me and my mom would sit and watch it every week. Mm-hmm. Every week since I came out of the womb. And so I know that's like a big fixture.
Yes.
In the dance world.
R.I.P. Len Goodman. I love
R.I.P.
you.
R.I.P. Len Goodman. But what else like is going on in the world of dance right now? I know that there's the American University Championships,
yes,
which I love watching on TikTok, just like the same dance over and over and over again. I love it.
Yes.
So, like,
real.
What else is going on in the world of dance?
So, number one, the thing that happened just recently, the Super Bowl halftime show, Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Kendrick, you did it again. I don't know what to say. It was amazing. And the dancers on there were absolutely phenomenal. I know the girls who are like behind him when Not Like Us starts playing, like, are going viral right now on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And all of the moves that he did. We love that. We love all the exposure towards the dancers. He really highlighted the dancers in his halftime show. And we love that for us because there are so many amazing dancers. It's so fun for me, just having been in the professional industry for so long, just being able to like look at the Super Bowl and be like, I know that guy from Instagram. I know that guy. Oh my gosh, it's this guy. Like, I'm full naming people towards my mom. And she's like, how do you know that? I'm like, how can you not? Like, when you're a dancer.
That's what I do when I watch rugby. So
exactly.
I understand.
Yeah, like people become little micro celebrities. And there were a lot of them in that Super Bowl halftime show.
So we have just learned a lot about dance in many different ways. What kinds of dance. We've learned about you and what you've been doing with dance. We've learned about the world of dance. And I feel like if I was listening to this, I would think to myself, wow, this is incredible. Let me do some dance. So for the people in Toronto, how can you get involved with dance in Toronto, whether it's dancing or just supporting or watching at home on TV?
It's really simple, guys. Just sign up for a drop-in class. Oh, it's really intimidating for a lot of people, and I understand. Especially if you're not a dancer by nature. It can be really scary, but guess what? Guess who's going to judge you?
No.
Yourself.
Oh.
That's it.
Are there beginner drop-in classes?
Of course there are.
There you go.
Are beginner drop-in classes, and there's also drop-in classes for people who have never danced before. There's specific classes for that. So you can do that anywhere. There are so many drop-in studios around Toronto, that not just Studio North. I would say don't start at Studio North if you're a complete beginner. But if you say you're about an intermediate dancer, you'd be a beginner at Studio North. So you can still show up. I would love to see you there, honestly. And if you want to start auditioning and doing something like that, there's always open calls available. There's not a ton. At some point, if you want to make it a career, you will need to go get an agent and go seek out like demo material and that kind of thing. But again, get the ball rolling. If you want to start auditioning, you literally can. Like, no one's going to stop you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being on Wildcard Athletics today.
Of course.
I had such a good time. Thank you for watching or listening to this week's podcast. We will be back next week with a new sport to hyperfixate on together.
We love that.
Thank you so much, Keely.
Yeah, of course.
Follow Keely on Instagram. See her dancing videos.
Pepper.
Can watch her dance videos at Keely Pepper.
Yes.
And yeah. Thank you so much for watching, listening. We will see you next week on Wildcard Athletics.